Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 977 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Walter and Francis.
Pat, this is Walter.
And Francis.
And this is the Active Recall Podcast. First and foremost, we both want to say thank you so much for helping us. You inspired us to start our own podcast, and we just want to say thank you. We do have a question for you, though, and here we are. Says,
your most recent episode was 7 powerful things that can happen as a result of starting a podcast. And we found some of those things, like we're having fun, most of all. So you also have a post you wrote about 10 tips for brand new podcasters, which is really helpful. And there's some overlap there. So the question, we're just wondering, do you write the post first and then realize you could do a podcast episode about it? Or did you do the episode and realize you could write a post about it? So like chicken and the egg, just curious. Or do you outline it knowing you're going to do both of those things? That's the question. And thanks a lot. Your guidance really helps.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. You have a good one.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for the question. And first of all, very observant of you to notice that. And that was done on purpose. I'm trying to remember and go back into time about how I set that up. But I plan the posts and the podcast episodes ahead of time. The planning is done. And by planning, I mean just what the topics and perhaps the titles, even if we nail it down then. Sometimes the titles don't even come in until right before it's published, just because we're trying to make SEO, decisions beforehand. The titles and or topics are decided in a quarterly meeting that happens with myself and a few of my leadership team members. We all put our heads together and we try to determine, okay, what topics do we want to cover and what kinds of blog posts would be interesting to do and what kinds of podcast episodes would be interesting to do. And I remember in that week, for that week in particular, because we were it was the start of podcasting month, and that was leading to the launch of my course, Power Up Podcasting, which you can all sign up for the waitlist right now, actually, if you wanted to. PowerUpPodcasting.com is where you'd want to go for that. But that was the month that I was launching it for the first time in a live setting. I had launched a beta group beforehand, which went very well. And to introduce the concept of podcasting for everybody who was following my blog and also on the podcast, I decided to do some of those introductory posts about podcasting and what they can do for you and why they're great and tips for beginners. And so there are going to be just naturally some overlap in that. And that's not really anything you need to worry about, because sometimes, A, people are going to be only reading the blog post and not hear the podcast episode. B, people are going to be only listening to the podcast episode and not reading the blog post. And C, you're going to have people who read the blog post and listen to the audio podcast. And in more cases than not, either people will just not remember that there are overlap or there is overlap, or even if they know and understand there's overlap, it's likely going to just be an accent or just an additional bullet point to remember that particular item because it was mentioned on both platforms. So that's what I would say about that, and it's not really anything you need to worry about. I do plan each individual post and individual podcast episodes sort of separately in terms of just, hey, I mentioned that on the blog already. Maybe I shouldn't mention it on the podcast. No, I know those are two completely different audiences mainly. There are and is some overlap. Same thing with the videos that I do on YouTube. But still, I like to treat each content platform differently. It's also along the same lines as why I don't typically just take the audio from my video and put them into a podcast and take the transcript from that podcast and turn it to a blog post, because that's not very unique to that particular platform. Like, I like to share information and present it in a way that's specific to the context of where it is being published. So just some things to keep in mind. But yeah, chicken egg, I mean, I don't know what came first, but both were planned sort of separately to introduce that topic of podcasting to the audience. And the launch went very well. It seemed to do very well. We have hundreds of students now in the course. So if you haven't checked it out yet, if you haven't started a podcast, go to poweruppodcasting.com. That's where you want to go and sign up for the wait list. And the next time it's open, you'll hear about it. Lastly, guys, I just want to send you guys both an Ask Pat t-shirt. So we'll send two over your way if we can. And you'll hear from my assistant in the next couple of weeks or so. But yeah, thank you guys for the question so much. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. And now here's a quote from Madeline Engel. Inspiration usually comes during work rather than before it. So this is Pat speaking now. Just get started, guys. The inspiration will come once you get started. All right, guys, thanks so much. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.